Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, what was your reaction to the terrorist attack on San Bernardino?
Well, it was shocking and heartbreaking, also frightening. Two terrorists were living among us. Saeed Farouk was born here, grew up here, yet he grew to hate this country. His wife was a recent immigrant from Pakistan who came to this country on what's called a K visa, a fiancé visa. She passed a background check to get into the country. It's deeply unsettling that such people could have the capabilities and the intention to kill innocent civilians. They shot 14 people to death at a Christmas party before they died in an hours-long gun battle with police. They intended to use 10 or so pipe bombs, but I'm thankful that they were unable to do so. And we have to face the fact that there's evil in this world and that we must confront it. Some politicians and political activists have offered simplistic, easy solutions, but these are illusory. We face hard questions as a nation about how to keep America safe, but also keep America faithful to our commitment to freedom and openness. Farouk and his wife pledged allegiance not to the United States, but to ISIL. We must recommit ourselves to utterly destroying ISIL from the face of the earth before they attempt to attack us again.
Congressman, what have you been doing toward that end?
Well, the House has continued its work to secure our country. This week, we passed two bills to make us safer. The first bill would establish a chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, and explosives office with the mission of coordinating federal security capabilities to protect against these specific kinds of threats or attacks, as well as developing terrorism risk assessments for each of these threats. This office would also be charged with coordinating first response with the public in the aftermath of such an attack. The other bill we passed would reform the visa waiver program. There are 38 countries with whom we have a visa waiver program, many of them in the European Union. Some 5,000 Europeans have gone to Syria and Iraq to fight on behalf of terrorist groups. With their passports, they could easily move about Europe and from Europe to the United States. Under the House-passed bill, these 38 countries will be required to check passports against the Interpol database of stolen passports and use e-passports, which contain biometric information. These electronic passports are safer, more secure than paper passports because they're harder to counterfeit. And further, our legislation would discontinue visa waivers to those who have traveled to and from a terrorist hotspot in the past 5 years, including Iraq and Syria. And if one of the 38 countries were to become lax in sharing security information with us or become a high risk of terrorism, then the President's Homeland Security Secretary could simply disqualify them from the program.
Congressman, could you update us on some other threats to our homeland?
Well, Iran just this week tested a new medium-range ballistic missile in violation of the UN Security Council resolution. This is the second time that they've done this just since signing a temporary nuclear agreement with the president. Agreements are based on trust, and it is clear that we simply cannot trust the brutal, bloodthirsty Iranian regime. Iran is the most prolific state sponsor of terrorism in the world. Under the president's executive agreement with the Iranian regime, massive quantities of funds are flowing into Iran, an amount equal to the size of their entire economy, and they have made it clear that they want to use this funding not for good, but to increase their military power. Iran remains among the gravest threats to the peace and security of the world today.
Congressman, do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
Yes, I do. Hundreds of Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and volunteers, as part of the Scouting for Food Drive, donated around 9 tons of food to the Lititz Warwick Community Chest. In addition, 58 donors gave $6,900. A number of local churches, including Zion Lutheran Church in Mannheim, the Church of the Brethren in Mannheim, Hosanna Fellowship of Christians in Lititz, offered free Thanksgiving dinners. This is yet another act of generosity done voluntarily by Pennsylvanians. It also shows, in many cases, the power of faith to inspire good works. It didn't take a law or a government action to make them do it. They're helping people simply because it is the right thing to do. It also shows that generosity matters, and building a culture of generosity is much more effective than building up a massive bureaucracy in D.C. So I commend all of those who are sacrificing for others and contributing to our community.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.